The Nationals have taken the first two games of the series from the Mets, and on Saturday, Steven Strasburg takes the mound. He gets some instant help in the top of the first inning. On the second pitch of the game, Trey Turner steps in against the Mets' Seth Lugo.
Hit in the air to deep left field. Cespedes going back, and this ball is gone. Trey Turner leads off the ball game with a home run. He hit it right at the point where that old Great Wall of Flushing ascends to 16 feet high. And for Turner, his seventh home run of the year. And for the third time on this homestand, the first batter of the game has homered against the Mets. This time it's Turner. Instantly, it is 1-0 Washington. Two out, nobody on. Top second for Jose Lobaton, the switch hitting catcher. Breaking ball hit deep to right field. Forget it. This ball is gone into the front row of the Coca-Cola corner, the upper deck in right field. And for Lobaton, his second home run of the year, it is 2-0 Washington on a pair of solo home runs, first by Trey Turner to start the ball game, and now by Lobaton.
Tall right-hander in with a 1-0, swinging its line down the right side. It's a base hit for Murphy again. Into the corner it goes. Rendon cutting it hard around third, being waved. Relay throw from T.J. Rivera. On the way to the plate, the slide head first. Rendon is safe. And down to second is Murphy, clapping his hands. He's made it 3-0 Washington.
1-2 pitch. Swung at and missed strike three. Got him with a fastball the second time that he has struck out Rivera. And now it's full to Conforto. The payoff pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Got him with a curve. Side retired. Fifth strikeout for Strasburg. No runs, no hits, a walk, one left, and at the end of five, it's Washington 4, the Mets 1. 2-0 pitch, swing and a drive deep to right. If it's fair, it's gone. It is way up there, and it is gone. Into the Coca-Cola corner, the upper deck in right field. He hit it about four rows up, a long, high, arcing home run for Lind. His sixth home run of the year, and the Nationals have opened up a 6-2 lead.
The Nationals move 11 and a half games ahead of the Mets in the NL East following a 7-4 win on Saturday. The Nationals went 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position, but three homers did the job, as well as turning four double plays. Daniel Murphy has reached base safely in 28 straight games against the Mets. Steven Strasburg picks up his eighth win, giving up six hits and two runs over 5 1/3. The Mets give up three more home runs against the Nationals and lose Saturday's game 7-4 to Washington. After the game, here's Mets manager Terry Collins.
Strauss wasn't as sharp as we've seen him, you know, hitting a lot of big double plays that took us out of innings. I thought Seth settled down and, you know, got us deep in the game. We just were having trouble keeping the ball in the ballpark.
With Cespedes 4-for-5 today, he looked like he was running at full speed. Do you feel like he's pretty close to where you want him to be at this point?
There's no question he is. But, you know, we're going to continue to follow our plan because if, you know, something happens tomorrow, the first question would be, why didn't you follow your plan? But, you know, it's paid off. It's kind of paid off putting him in a two-hole. Got him up there a fifth time in the last inning. Can take a look at what we're going to do tomorrow, but yeah, we got to get some big hits early in the game. We're getting way behind, and you know, it's tough to catch up especially when you're facing that kind of pitching.
Dan,
Terry, before the series and again today, you said you couldn't afford to fall further behind, and here you are, three games into the series, three games further back. What do you do now?
I'm sorry.
What happened? What do you do now? How do you overcome?
Keep playing. Keep grinding out. We got 90 left. We're going to show up all 90 of them, and we'll keep playing. We win tomorrow, and get on the road and try to win some games. Dan, that's all you can do. You can't tuck your tail between your legs and run and hide. This is the big leagues, and you're going to you play good teams. You better play well. You know, we can't give runs away. We gave another run away again tonight, and when you play teams like that, you can't afford to do that.
Steve?
You said you thought Seth settled down a little bit. What did you see out of him in his second start today?
Well, it's kind of what you, you know, really it's both he and Matsy. I saw the real similar stuff that you see after a first start of the year, where that adrenaline's really kicked in the first start. And the second start, you're not just quite as crisp as you were the first one because, you're, you know, your body's got to recover from all the adrenaline rush you had. So I thought he pitched well. I thought he got in a little bit of a groove, but I think he's going to be okay. I really do. He's, you know, he knows how to pitch. He's got a great feel for changing speeds, and so we'll get him ready for his next one.
Bob.
Terry, you're 11 and a half back now, including the wild card. What do you do to keep this team from losing confidence in itself? Is there anything that you can do to keep that confidence in that clubhouse?
Well, you know, Bob, as you know, this isn't football, so we don't do pep talks every night. So, you know, the only thing...
I am not.
And again, we're farther back than we were last year at this time. But, you know, the one thing Bob, I'll tell you, the one thing I try to tell these guys every day, I had a talk with two of the veteran guys yesterday, is they can't get down about the situation. They can't get down because guys aren't here. Everybody knows guys aren't here. You have to continue to show up every day and prepare and just grind the game, the 24, 27 outs, grind it out. You know, we're a team that's got a number of guys who are possible free agents. That can't be in your thought process. The thought process has to be, what can I do today to help us win the game today? And if you do those things at the end of the year, the numbers will be there. You can't worry about, well, I got two hits today, so I'm okay. That's not how you play it in this league. And that has been pumped into them every day. You know, obviously, we're missing a couple of the veteran guys, but we still got quality veterans in there. I mean, three times today, Curtis Granderson was on that bench rooting and cheering and getting ready to hit. He's in the cage. I mean, if you feel sorry for yourself here, you're going to get your butt handed to you. And so we don't. We can't afford to do that. So, like I said, we're going to be here tomorrow. We're going to show up. We're going to get ourselves ready to play. We'll play as hard as we can. We might be missing Sess out of the lineup, but you know what? Grandy will pick us up because he's going to have to fill that spot. And if we get a well-pitched game, if Jake goes out and pitches like he knows how, it'll be a good game.
The Mets look to avoid a sweep of the series finale on Sunday. With Joe Ross starting for the Nationals, Jacob deGrom will look to be the stopper for the Mets.